Good morning. Thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, my name's Nicholas.
Hi, Nicholas. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing okay. What can I do for you today?
I got a letter in the mail that you guys are going to, you have fiber near me.
Okay.
And that I could sign up for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be more than happy to help you sign up for it, or if you have any questions, answer those questions.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's Mid-Hudson Cable is our the one provider that we're currently using for internet, and they were getting fiber, but I'm not
yeah,
sure
they actually changed their name to Mid-Hudson Fiber.
Mid-Hudson Fiber is their name now?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Well, having known exactly how they have had their service, I can completely understand. What questions do you have with regards to our services, if any?
Do you service my area? I would
assume
so, since I got the letter in the mail.
Yes. Right now, it would probably be a pre-order at the moment, especially for the Catskill area, because we're looking to be up there and have service by December. Late December?
Okay, I'm in Hudson.
Oh, Hudson. Okay, so we're already servicing some parts of Hudson. What is your service address, please?
55 Fairview Avenue.
Okay. And please remind me, Hudson's...
12531.
Okay, perfect.
Are you guys running off the same fiber?
No, we supply our own.
Okay.
You said it was 12531?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Give me one moment.
Oh, 12534. Yeah, it's 12534.
Yeah, I was just looking up the zip code for Hudson. There we go. Got it. Okay. So it's looking like December 31st would be our in-service date. So the appointment would most likely be getting scheduled for after New Year's due to the holiday.
Cool. I mean, better than never.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you want to go ahead and get yourself in the system now? And that way we'll give you a call closer to the in-service date to get you scheduled?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, great. All right, and this is for a residence, not a business?
Correct.
Okay. Awesome. All right, and were you interested in the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
What's the price difference?
So it's a $20 price difference. The 1 gig normally is $79.99 and the 2 gig is $99.99. But with a promotion for if you sign up for auto pay with your checking account and paperless billing, then you would get $10 off. So the 1 gig would be $69.99 a month and the 2 gig would be $89.99 a month. And that promotional price would be valid for 2 years. There's no contracts. We don't have any cancellation fees. All of your fees and taxes are included in the price, and the modem and router are also included in the price.
Okay, and the installation fee, there is none.
There's no installation fee at this time.
Okay, yeah, I'll do the 2 gigs, and then if I end up wanting to...
Yeah, I mean, you can always, like, you know, downgrade as well. So, I mean, there's no issues there.
Perfect.
So we're starting with the 2 gig? Okay, great. And then approximately how large would you say your home is if in square footage, if you don't mind me asking?
1,800.
18? Okay. The reason that I ask is because based on a medium home, it is recommended that there are 1 to 2 extenders to cover your whole home. But, I mean, I've seen people with, you know, 1,500 be just fine. We do include one Wi-Fi extender at no cost. Would you... which at that point, you know, on the day of your installation, you and your archtop fiber technician will determine, you know, where the best placement would be, how many of the extenders you might need. If you were to need any additional other than the one Wi-Fi extender, it would be $8 per month per extender.
Okay.
But I just wanted to make you aware of that.
Need the one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, of course. And then were you looking to add a home phone service to your account?
No.
Okay.
Does anybody ever say yes to that?
Yeah, actually, there's a lot of people that still have landlines.
That's crazy.
I know, but I mean, like, for example, me, I personally live in a dead zone in Dutchess. So honestly, it would probably be sensible for me to have a landline, but I did away with it when my youngest son decided he almost called 911.
Nice.
So you can imagine. I was like, oh, no. At least I paid attention. He didn't get to press the green button yet.
There you go. They probably get it all the time.
Oh, probably. I don't know. Kids, they see phones and they're like, ooh, I want to play with it.
A lot of them don't know what a landline looks like anymore.
You know, I just heard the craziest story from about a flight attendant. I guess somebody had left a Walkman somewhere. I don't know whether it was on the flight or not, but I think it was at the terminal. And like two other people, including herself, thought it was a bomb.
Oh, wow.
Because it was ticking.
Yeah, I mean.
And yeah, apparently the ticking was the fact that it was not anything like that. It was actually a song. So I feel old. Because they also used the word ancient on the Walkman. So
yeah,
that was just.
Yeah, I'm only 31, and I would say that's pretty. Walkmans are pretty old.
Well, I mean, I grew up on using a Walkman, and then we had the CD players, which also became made by Walkmans because you had both. And then, just hearing that this morning was just. I was already done with the internet at that point. I was like, yeah. No. First vid I watch, and then I'm done. So do you rent or own your current property?
I own it.
Okay, great. And how are your current utility wires feeding your home? So like, for example, your electric cables. Okay, perfect. And is your billing address different than your service address?
My cable comes in overhead, current cable from Mid-Hudson. But my electrical comes in underground.
Oh, so oftentimes we will follow the electric lines.
Okay. Yeah, underground would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually one of our primary focuses is underground.
Yeah, and it would be easy because my pole's really close to my house. So.
Yeah, that works. And then is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. And can I have the spelling of your first and last name, please?
Yeah, N-I-K-O-L-A-S.
See, I knew there was always a different way of spelling Nicholas.
Oh, yeah.
And the last name,
my
please.
My last name is Levine, L-A-V, as in Victor, I-G-N-E.
Okay. Awesome. And then what is the best email address for you, please?
nikuhlus@gmail.com.
Okay, hold on. Can you repeat that? That kind of ducked out a little bit there.
Yeah, N-I-K.
Mm-hmm.
U-H-L-U-S.
Okay, so basically the phonetic. Okay.
Yes. My name was Kate.
Okay. So that was at Gmail?
Yes.
Awesome. That's actually pretty clever, though.
Yeah, got to come up with something.
Right? All right. And the primary phone number you'd like on the account?
845-366-8485.
Perfect. Is there a secondary number you'd like on the account?
Sure. 347-256-0214.
Perfect. How did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
Text would be great.
Absolutely. So with regards to text messages, you will be able to receive important information regarding your install appointment, billing updates, order status. You'll also be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And we don't send any advertisements on your phone unless you were to authorize that, but you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply, but would that be okay?
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
No advertisements, obviously.
Obviously. Yeah, it's usually like we only use this method for account specific updates. So, yeah, that's like the most straightforward way to get you available or at least to make you aware of anything that's going on.
Gotcha.
Did you want to enroll in the auto pay and paperless billing? Because I have the option of doing it now, or you can do it on the portal yourself if you'd like.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do the auto.
Okay. And do you happen to have your account number and routing number handy? Okay. And to answer your question that you're probably thinking, no, your billing cycle does not start until the date of install.
Perfect.
So there will be nothing being paid before. It's like one of my most common questions.
Yeah, it's a pretty obvious one, you would assume, but it's assuming always fucking never works out.
Assuming only makes an...
Yeah, out of you and me.
Out of you and me, yeah. Yeah, that's my rule of thumb for assumptions.
Yep. Let me know when you need that routing number.
Yep, I'm ready.
219-76243.
Perfect. And to confirm, that's Mid-Hudson Valley FCU?
Yes.
Awesome. And then whenever you're ready for the account number?
9130-2264.
Perfect. And it is your name on the account?
Yeah.
Is there a middle initial that I should be aware of?
D.
E as in Edward?
D as in dog.
Oh, D as in dog. Okay. Awesome. Just because I want to make sure it matches as far as name goes. And then you said it was a checking account. And do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Yes.
Perfect. All right, awesome. And then, so you stated that the electric cables are buried. And your Spectrum, you said you have Spectrum right now?
Mid-Hudson.
Oh, Mid-Hudson. I'm just putting in that your current provider, Mid-Hudson, is overhead.
Yeah, I would rather not have that because they're obnoxious. It runs
absolutely.
My gutter. Yeah.
So So I'm putting down that you would prefer burial. Is there anything else that we should be aware of on your property, such as like a septic tank or gas lines?
Nope, just the electrical line.
Okay, so just the electrical. Perfect. If there's already a conduit, we'll probably bury it and put it through the conduit. If there is no conduit,
it's direct bury.
Okay, yeah. So if there's no conduit, then we can definitely direct bury it along the lines. And then did you have any questions for our techs?
No.
No? Okay, perfect. So I've got you all in the system. The username for the Archtop Fiber online account, the online portal, is going to be your email address. You should be receiving two emails, one of which will be your confirmation of your order, and then the other one will be the invitation for you to log into the online portal.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. But other than that, you should be all set. I mean, December 31st is the expected in-service date, so most likely the scheduling will happen after the new year.
Okay, awesome.
Okay. Is there anything else that I might be able to help with today?
No, that's all.
All right. Well, I'm glad that we were able to go ahead and get you signed up, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week and a great Halloween.
Thank you as well.
Thanks. Bye-bye.